This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A devastating explosion in a Siberian coal mine Thursday left 52 miners and rescuers dead about 250 meters underground, according to Russian officials. Hours after a methane gas explosion and fire filled the mine with toxic fumes, rescuers found 14 bodies, but then were forced to halt the search for 38 others because of a buildup of methane and carbon monoxide gas from the fire. Another 239 were rescued. A state news agency cited emergency officials as saying that there was no chance of finding any more survivors in the mine in a region of southwestern Siberia. The Interfax news agency cited a representative of the regional administration who also put the death toll from Thursday's accident at 52, saying they died of carbon monoxide poisoning. A magnitude 6.1 earthquake hit northwest Myanmar near India's border early Friday, but there is a low likelihood of casualties and damage. That's according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The earthquake occurred at a depth of about 32.8 kilometers near a city and the capital of Chin State, sending tremors that spread across the border to towns and cities in India and Bangladesh. The agency said recent earthquakes in the area have caused secondary hazards such as landslides that might have contributed to losses, but predicted the current quake exposed little or no population in areas to such risk. Again, a magnitude 6.1 earthquake striking northwest Myanmar near India's border early Friday. There is a low likelihood of casualties, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. This is VOA News. A new coronavirus variant has been detected in South Africa that scientists say is a concern because of its high number of mutations and rapid spread among young people in the country's most populous province. A health minister announced Thursday that South Africa has seen a dramatic rise in new cases, adding that the new variant appears to be driving the spike, saying also currently identifying the variant as B11529. It's been found in Botswana and Hong Kong and travelers from South Africa. The WHO's technical working group is to meet Friday to assess the new variant, and it may decide whether or not to give it a name from the Greek alphabet. The European Union's drug regulator on Thursday authorized Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine for use on children from ages 5 to 11, clearing the way for shots to be administered to millions of elementary school pupils and amid a new wave of infections sweeping across the continent. It is the first time the European Medicines Agency has cleared a COVID-19 vaccine for use in children, young children. The agency said that it recommended granting an extension of indication for the COVID-19 vaccine. Helicopters buzzed above the waves and the vessels were ready scouring the cold waters when French maritime rescue volunteer Charles Devils added his boat to the frantic search for a flimsy migrant craft that foundered in the English Channel, killing at least 27 people. This is coming a week with the deadliest migration accident to date on the dangerous stretch of sea that separates France and Britain. France and Britain are appealing for European assistance, promised stepped-up efforts to combat people smuggling networks, and also traded blame and barbs in the wake of Wednesday's deadly sinking that showed a light on the scale of complexity of Europe's migration problems. The Mexican government is rapidly running out of tools to control the expansion of the feared Jalisco cartel on the front lines of Mexico's narco war in western state. The stalled ground effort is being supplemented by an increasing aerial conflict. Mexico's most militarily powerful drug gang has begun organizing townspeople to act as human shields against army troops. Residents of the town simply are fed up with the army strategy of simply separating competing gangs. They want the army to either fight both cartels or at least let the two gangs fight it out among themselves. There's more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.